This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, welcome. Thank you for coming this evening. The halacha shir tonight is Kriya Shema al Hamitzah. Now, if you guess a connection to the Sedra, you're very wise, because I can't think of one. But I just came across this topic. I was learning it in Mishnah Berurah in the Dirshu shir. So I thought it's a very interesting topic, just to try and summarize all the things that we're familiar with and we're less familiar with. We know that Kriya Shema al Hamitzah is something we say, bedtime Shema, the Shema we say before we go to bed at night. Something which we've been doing, you know, since long before we can remember. But it's useful just to see what Chazal say about it and some relevant halachas. The background is, if you're listening online, please email me at j.golker@gmail.com. I'll send you the handout. If you look at the first box, it's based on the Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Hei Omid Aleph, says two statements, both Rabbi Yitzchak. It's as if a person who says Krishma on his bed is holding a sword which has two edges. Imagine a sword and both sides have sharp blades. So it's a double-edged sword. So it's very effective. It's a very powerful sword. What is the point? Why do I need a powerful sword? Next statement of Rabbi Yitzchak. Anyone who tries to cause damage to him will be sort of dismissed. So you see that it's some form of shmir, some form of protection. And the Shulchan Aruch brings this lahalach in Erechayim Simon Reish Lamates, Sif Aleph. Koyre al mitosai parsha rishayna al shal shema. When a person is on his bed, before he goes to bed, he reads the first paragraph of Shema, and then he makes the bracha Hamapil Chevle Sheino al Einai. So he makes the bracha of Hamapil. Says the Mishnah Berurah, interesting, Parsha Rishona. Why only Parsha Rishona? Because that's all you need to do for Kriya Shema al Hamitzah, just the Parsha Rishona. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, very importantly, V'mispalel Arvis Mibod Yom, that if the person, the man, had davened Maariv when it was still daylight, like is quite common certainly here in London in the summer, where most people, not most, a lot of people are davening Mincha and Maariv before it's nighttime, then Tzorech Likros Kol HaParshus, he's got to read all three paragraphs of Shema, because there is a mitzvah aseh min haTorah to say Shema in the morning and in the evening for a man, because it's a mitzvah aseh shezman grova, and therefore, even if he davened Maariv at night after plug, which he's allowed to do, however, he's got to make sure he says all three paragraphs of Shema again at night. So when the Mechaber says Kura Mitosa Parash Rishona, that's talking about a situation where he daven Maariv at night. But if he daven Maariv early, he's got to say all three paragraphs. V'yichav and Lotzis Boi Namitzah Seishal Kriya Shema, and he should have in mind, therefore, that when he's saying all three paragraphs, he's going to say Kriya Shema Min HaTorah, and also he should have in mind Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim, which is in the third paragraph of Shema, in the paragraph of Vayomer. V'tayv lo matomit kol kriya shema. And generally speaking, even for those of us who say all three paragraphs, it's good practice to say all three paragraphs. Why? Because shehi resh mem ches tevois. If you add up all the words in Shema, betziruf kel melech ne'emon, and you're including the words kel melech ne'emon, then you get 248 words. And that corresponds to the resh mem ches evar of 248 limbs in the body, which again offers some sort of protection. So it's good practice to say all three paragraphs of Shema, even though a person may have davened Maariv at night. Now, next question, what is the order? Do you say Shema first, or do you say Hamapil? Or is it Hamapil first? Which order do you do? So from the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah points out, the implication is you say Shema first, and then you say Hamapil. It says, Kore al-Mitasa Parash Rishon Shal Shema, U'mavarech HaMapel. That seems to be the order. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Milosh Na Shulchan Aruch Mashma, Debirchas HaMapel, Oma Acha Krishma. You say Krishma first, and then you say HaMapel. Now, what's the Svara for that? Because really, HaMapel is a bracha you say on sleep. So, like all other mitzvahs, you say a bracha, and then you do the act. Mitzvahs are Ovel Asiyosom, which means you take up the apple, you make a bracha bo proeit, and then you eat the apple. You say the bracha al natilas luluv, you shake the luluv. That's always the order. So too over here, you say hamapil, and then you go to bed. That's the act on the bracha, really. So therefore it makes sense. You're going to tell me that after hamapil there are loads of psukim, there's yeshiv b'seisa, there's other psukim. That's inuch kiven to have mishum shmir lo have a hefsek. They're all sort of protective psukim, and therefore that's part of the whole, parts of the bracha, and therefore is not considered the hefsek in the bracha between the bracha and sleep. That's the svara of the Mishnah Berurah, why the Mechaber suggests you say Shema and then Hamapil, because Hamapil should be as close to the sleep as you can possibly make it. However, the Yesh Me'achreinim, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sheheskimu Sheivarech Birchas Hamapil Kaidim, that actually you make the bracha of Hamapil first, the Achakach Kriya Shema, and then all the Psukim. Why? Because, we'll see, Venira, and what should you do? What does the Mishnah Berurah suggest? Says the Chofetz Chaim, V'yislamaisa yisnai godon kafitivei. It depends on your nature. It depends how tired you are. How so? Because, dahainu, imtivei lehirdim be'emsa Kriya Shema. If you go to bed and you're so tired that you're going to fall asleep in the middle of Kriya Shema, tov yoyse sheyaktim brichas hamapil, mada efsha. Then say hamapil first. Because, really, the brach is hamapil. And then you go to bed. And if you are not confident that you're going to sort of stay awake, if you say Shema first and then say Hamapil, then actually say Hamapil first. V'im ein tivu l'zeh, but if you feel confident that you'll stay awake, then tov yoyse la'acher birchas Hamapil ad l'besoif. Then best to put off Hamapil until the end. So, in summary, says the Mishnah Berurah, what should you say first, Shema or Hamapil? Says the Mishnah Berurah, it depends very much on your nature. If you feel confident that you will stay awake, then you say Shema first and the other Pesukim, and then you put Hamapil later on, because it should be as close to the sleep as you can make it. If, however, you're not confident of doing that, because you might just drop off before you get that far, then say Hamapil first and see how far you get. Okay, now, what about women saying Kriya Shema L'mitzvah and saying Hamapil? You could argue that this is a sort of a daily mitzvah, and therefore it could be caught by the general rule of Zman Groma, and therefore women are exempt from it. Maybe it's connected to Kriya Shema, the daily Kriya Shema. And indeed, the Magen Avraham actually says that there is a school of thought that some are of the opinion that women should not say it. Well, there is a custom that women don't say it. The Magen Avraham is in paragraph 4. Or mashalon noaga noshim la'omra, that which women have, some women have a custom not to say Kriya Shema la'mitzvah, not to say Hamapil. Efshe the sphere lekim the ena noigela belaila, since it's only at night time. For example, if you have a shluf in the afternoon, you don't say Hamapil. It's a nighttime tefillah, and therefore it's considered Zman Groma, Kamosha Paturim Kriya Shema, and therefore there are some women who accustom themselves not to say Hamapil at all. However, most poskim maintain that women should say Hamapil, because the primary reason is that it's a Shmira, and if it's Shmira, then women also need protection. And therefore, I think the majority custom is that women do say Kriya Shema, they say Hamapil, like everyone else. Interestingly, the Ben Ish Chai, when he talks about children, he mentions this beferish, that it's important to sort of train our children to say Shema before they go to bed. If you take a look at the bottom paragraph, the Ben Ish Chai says, Mishayascha ledaber, from when a child begins speaking, Melamdoi oviv posuk Shema Yisrael. Parents should teach the child Shema, or posuk Torah Tzivalon Moshe, or pasuk Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. Interesting, those three psukim: Shema, Torah Tzivalonu, and Baruch Hashem Le'olam Amen V'Amen. V'gam melam doylanus Amen al brachos. Also teach your child to say Amen on brachos. V'kasha yaschel lelam doy mikru veis hasefer yaschel lelam doy min pashas vayikra. The tradition in Klal Yisrael is you teach kids from Sefer Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra, to Amar Rabbi Sein, Zichron Avrocha, because Chazal say, Yovoi Tahirim Vis Asku B'Taharis. Okay, now, let's take a look at the next paragraph. This is relevance to Kriya Shema L'mita. V'yishtadel L'lamdo Birchus Hanenin, or Birchus HaShayotz B'Alpeh, try and train children to say Birchus Hanenin, brachas on food and other mitzvahs and things like that, and Asher Yotzah, to say Asher Yotzah Bal Peh, because this is going to be a regular recital, and therefore they should know it Bal Peh. V'gam Kriya Shema, v'yargilu limud Kriya Shema b'boker v'erev v'al hamito. Train kids to say Kriya Shema in the morning, in the evening, and before they go to bed. V'lo yanichu lishim below Kriya Shema. Don't let them go to sleep without saying Kriya Shema, says the Ben Ish Chai. Because this will help a child have Yerushalayim at the end. It's very interesting words of Ben Ish Chai. Now, other fun facts about Kriya Shema L'mitzvah. How long do you have to sleep for to say Kriya Shema L'mitzvah? So, for example, I remember some time ago, I can't remember the circumstances, but I was traveling and I got back very late, and it was 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning before I managed to get to bed. And I set my alarm. You know, when you I don't know how you do it on your phone. it tells you how many hours, how many minutes till you till the alarm is going to go off. Sadly, there was no hours; it was minutes, right? So whatever it was, 45 minutes. Yeah, that's that. Okay, that's what it was that night. It doesn't. It's a very rare occurrence that, but that's what it was that night. Do I say hamapel? Is there a minimum? What's the minimum shluf that you say hamapel for? So the answer is generally half an hour. As long as you know you're going to sleep for more than half an hour, then that is considered substantive enough that you say hamapel. And if you are in doubt whether you will sleep or not, then you don't say hamapel. Now, a good example of that is when you're traveling. I don't know about you, but I find it very difficult to sleep on a plane. And therefore, if you take a night flight and you're sitting down and then you've been served your meal, the lights are dimmed and you're, you know, do not disturb sign on your forehead for the next 3 hours, I wouldn't say hamapel because I'm not confident that I'm going to sleep. And if you're in doubt whether you will sleep, then you do not say hamapel. There are some people who sleep very comfortably. I know some people who fall asleep before takeoff. That I always find super impressive. It's one thing falling asleep before takeoff, and the takeoff makes no difference to them, and they can fall asleep even before that. Anyway, now, what position do you have to be in for Kriya Shma LaMita? So you do not have to, or for Hamapil, so you're not required to stand for Hamapil. However, the Kriya Shma, either you should preferably be either stay standing or at least sitting. The Mishnah does say if you're already lying down, that's okay. So you can be in bed lying down, that's fine, but you should really be on your side. You shouldn't be sort of flat on your back or flat on your stomach. That's considered disrespectful. And therefore, you should at least be on your side. But preferably, you should be either said standing or at least sitting. Okay, now, and if you haven't yet Dav Marav, and this is the Kriya Shma, the proper one, the Mitzvah Saseh one, then that's different, and you should be in a more respectful position. Now, the big question is, what about interruptions after Hamapel? We all know that after you say Hamapel, that is the brach on sleep. So what you should do straight after saying Hamapel is go to sleep. So what are the situation regarding interruptions? What if, I don't know, after you say Hamapel, you're lying in bed and you can't fall asleep and you want to read? Or you need to go to the bathroom, or you're thirsty? Or you realize you haven't counted Sefiras HaOmer. Yeah, so what's the situation in all of these cases? So the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ramah says in Reish Lamed Tes Sif Aleph, V'yikra Kriya Shma Somach L'Mitasa, V'ein Oichlim V'Shoisim V'Lo Medabrim Ach Kriya Shma Shel HaMita. You shouldn't eat, drink, or speak after you've said Kriya Shma, after you've said Hamapel. Ele Yishin Miyad, you should go to sleep straight away. Shenem, as this Pasuk says, Imru B'Vavchem Al Mishkevavchem V'Doi Musel, and then be silent. V'im Kara Kriya Shma V'Lo Yochel Yishin Miyad, and if you say Kriya Shma, and you can't fall asleep, then Chayze V'Kaira, just keep repeating it, basically, the various psukim, etc., and the Shema, and that way you'll sort of slowly, instead of counting sheep. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Tov Lishtos, if you want to drink, you're suddenly very thirsty, so there's some pressing thing that you need to say, even though you've said Hamapil, Nirashem Muta. If it's pressing or you're thirsty, then of course you can go have a drink, you can say what you need to say. Ach yachzo v'yikri parsha shema. But then, after you've done that, you've had the drink, you've said what you needed to say, and then you should just say the first paragraph shema again immediately before you go to bed. Ochein im kva omus brachas hamapel yizoy bezeki yafsi ben habrocha lashena. But try and avoid that, of course. For if you've said hamapel, one should try and avoid that. And it has to be very, very pressing for you to say that. Now, what if you've remembered you haven't done Marav or counted Sefira? So the Poskim say, and again, the next few bullet points I've got from the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah notes, that you are allowed to count Sefira, the Poskim bring, and you can and you should daven Marav, even though you've sort of already done all that. What about many people? They read after, before they go to bed. It depends on how tired they are. Sometimes they read a sentence, a few pages, but it's actually okay. It's not considered a hefsek. So you can say Shema and Hamapil, and then if you've got quiet music or if you want to read, that is not considered a hefsek because that is there to sort of, it sort of induces sleep. And therefore, it's considered part of the whole going to sleep process, and that would be okay. If one did need the bathroom, of course, you've got to go to the bathroom after Hamapil. You shouldn't hold yourself back. But the question is, do you say Asher Yotza? Now, the poskim differ on that. They bring the name of the Chazan Ish that he says not to. However, other poskim say to say Asher Yotza. But even those poskim who say you do say Asher Yotza, you should repeat the first paragraph of Shema when you get back into bed. If you fall asleep, and it happens very rarely, but it can happen, that you wake up a few minutes later, then there's no problem of hefsek anymore. Because you said hamapel, you went to sleep, and now you're up. So there was no hefsek anymore between your hamapel and sleeping, and therefore you can be mafsik after that. Just two final comments, which are just interesting regarding sleep. The first one, paragraph 10, the first box, this is the Mishnah Berurah. Kos v'hasforin, shebelayla koydem hashena nochen la'adzim shi'efash v'shmaisov. Before you go to bed at night, it's proper for a person to just introspect for a few moments, to think through his day, she'osa kol hayom, v'im yimtze she'osa aveira, and if a person thinks through his day and discovers he did something which was not quite right, yisvade oleha v'yikabel alatzme shelo la'aseis oed. He should do vidui, he should say, I'm sorry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I was wrong, I shouldn't have done that, and undertake not to do it again. Or v'prat, but avonos hamatzuyim, and particularly for those which are the more common aveiras, kagon chanifas, shikarim, leitzonos, flattery, lying, mockery, lashon hara, v'chein ovin bittel Torah, tzrichim b'dikas Yosef, for bittel Torah, didn't utilize his day productively and learn when he could have done, that also needs a tshuva. Gamroi limcha l'chol mishechot ha'kneged. It's also important to be moichel, people who may have sinned against you, that they shouldn't get any averas on your account. The tziaro, or they troubled you, v'b'zchus zeh ha'odem ma'arich yomim. And if a person wants a skul of arichas yomim, says the Gemara, basing on the Gemara in Megillah Kafches, that a person should go through this process before he goes to bed. And one final point is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Aleph, take havnosa b'sheina. When you go to bed, what is the purpose of bed of sleep? Is lechazik koichei la'avodos koinai, to re-energize himself, to give himself strength to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'azayin nechsheves leila v'nes shemayim. Amazing, like we've spoken, I think we mentioned before, that a person spends a lot of time over the course of his life in bed. A person, can live for 90 years and sleeps 8 hours a night. That's 30 years in bed. And even if he sleeps 6 hours a night, he goes to bed at 11 and gets up at 5, and he's lived till 100, that's 25 years in bed. So either way, he's spending a lot of time in bed. If a person, do you get mitzvahs for that? Is it rewarded, not rewarded? L'chor, it's parav, it's nothing. But if you have in mind what the kids are saying over here, l'chazik kochel avodas kono, then it's considered part of his avodas Hashem. Interestingly, the Taz says that if a person, sleeps with the kavana to recharge the batteries for another day of avodas Hashem, he gets as much schar as if he fights off sleep to learn or to do some chesed or to do something more. Which is, people think, wow, you're battling sleep in order to stay awake to learn more. That's tremendous. But to go to sleep, maybe not. Well, it depends. If your kavana is the Shem Shemayim, that can be a very, very noble exercise too. Okay, the Seder, let's leave that there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.